The reading is from Mark's Gospel at chapter 4. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came up and ate it. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Another seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times." Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown." Amen.
Passage. It's a very well-known parable of the sower. And I struggled. I wondered what I could say about this passage that hasn't already been said, especially by more learned and capable people than me. But it did occur to me it talks about soil. And I've had a bit of experience with soil, as I expect we all have. Growing up, my parents had a huge garden. It had very deep flower beds, wonderful trees, fruit trees, all sorts of trees. It was wonderful. Hard to maintain and to mow, but it was beautiful. During our married life, my husband and I have moved once or twice. And the one thing that's kept me going throughout all that is the garden. In two places we lived, we didn't have a garden. We only had window boxes. In Germany, it was a window box, the width of the door. But to this day, I still remember the beautiful hanging geraniums that flowed like a waterfall from our window boxes from the balcony of our flat in Italy. Presently, we live by Kellis, and we have Kellis soil. And I know some of you know what that's like, because you know some of the farmers in Kellis. It's clay. The fertilizers we have dug into that clay. It's still clay. It is rock hard when it's dry, and it's like a swimming pool when it rains. Sometimes I think my plants are just going to go away with it. And the builders, very kindly, put their rubble in my garden and with everyone else and covered it with topsoil. So for my husband and I, it's really easy to relate to the different types of soil that Jesus is describing in this parable. We have all three. Stony, weedy, and some hopefully really good soil where we've persevered and things do actually grow. Jesus tells us in this parable, Our seeds, our plants, will only flourish in the good soil. But why did Jesus decide to talk about soil in the first place? And why in a parable? Why didn't he just say what he had to say outright? And then we read that Jesus quotes Isaiah 6 to the disciples to explain the parable. And the passage he quotes refers to when God gave Isaiah the Great Commission. And it reads, "They may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." That seems rather harsh, doesn't it? What does it mean? Especially as we know our commission is to tell the good news to everyone we meet. Does it mean we shouldn't? That God doesn't want everyone to hear the good news? In Isaiah's case, he had to tell his generation that they hadn't been listening to God. And because of that, it was going to get harder to understand what God was saying. They sort of made themselves sermon-proof. And that's basically what Jesus is saying here to his disciples. Some people have chosen to close their minds to accepting him. In the context of this passage, Jesus had been facing opposition from many quarters, and a prime example of the opposition and being closed to Jesus were the Pharisees. Jesus didn't want this dissent to complicate his message, so he used parables. Parables were and are stories Jesus used in a context his audience knew, and here it was agriculture, to teach a deeper truth that becomes understandable to them. That wonderful moment when something clicks and is understood. And Jesus gives us many opportunities for moments. But if this is so, why didn't everyone become followers of Jesus? Why does Jesus mention four different types of soil? We know the four different types of soil represent the states of people's hearts. But we have to remember the context this parable was first heard in. Firstly, the crowd in this passage were believers. They believed in the God of Israel, the God of Abraham. They knew their scriptures, and they were waiting for the Messiah to come and save them. The people in the crowd had probably gathered for many different reasons, perhaps as they do today, as we do, when they go to events such as Spring Harvest, or we invite them to something at church. Some would be curious. Some would be looking to see if Jesus really was a prophet from God. Some would have come to see if he was the Messiah come to save them. And some would come to say, "We have our faith, go away, we don't want you." When people come, how do we make them feel? Do we engage with them in the right way? And this made me think of the outreach I've been involved in previous churches, where people have literally slammed the door in our faces when we mention Jesus. Perhaps we should have told parables like Jesus. Because you see, in telling parables, Jesus was aware of all the different types of people in the crowd. Those who wanted to know more, and those who wanted to slam the door in his face, so to speak. But by telling parables, they could connect with Jesus. Jesus wasn't excluding anyone from hearing his message. Time and time again, Jesus gives his people every opportunity to come to him. Even today, I wonder if we as a church do. And in this parable, we know so well, he uses soil to explain the four different kinds of hearts that his word can fall on. Now, as I've found, wherever we have lived, the soil is more or less the same. It's always needed work, preparation for whatever we want to grow, especially as we have vegetable plots. And it's the same here. It's the preparation that differs. At that time, first the seed was sown, and then the field was ploughed. It's not like the farmers do by me. You see them go out and plough their lovely fields, and then they go and scatter the seed, so to speak. But at that time, the farmer would just go to his field, throw his seed out, and then plough it. So he wouldn't know if it was landing on rocks, among weeds, or anything. Some of the farms near me have huge rocks in the fields, and you can see where they circle round them. But that wasn't the way they did it then. It's the same for us today. When we are missional, we don't know where the message, the seed, will fall. We pray it will be on a heart ready for God that will accept the word and grow in faith. Perhaps all the activities we do in church help towards preparing people's hearts without us knowing it. But we don't know. So much of the work that we are doing now is a bit like planting an apple tree from a seed. You plant the seed, but you might not see that tree bear fruit for many reasons. If it's us, we'd probably move again somewhere. But you planted it and it's growing. You just might not see it bearing any fruit. What does this parable say to us today? Well, that's for each one of us to decide. But if we're being missional and engaging in outreach, perhaps it's reminding us that we may not always be successful, but not to be downhearted by this. Let's encourage and nurture those who hear Jesus speaking to them at whatever stage in their life. Who knows? Perhaps we can keep working on those stony soils, pretty much like we do in our garden, keep nurturing them to be the soil that's ready to receive the good news of Jesus. Perhaps we can also be there to encourage those who begin to fall away when they perceive times of difficulty in their faith. And I think for children at school, it can be very difficult as well. Can we help those who start to fall away because so many other things are fighting for importance in their lives, their peer group, their friendships, Facebook, or sometimes just struggling to find and keep a job and earn enough to support yourself or your family? It's not easy being a Christian. It's not easy telling the message, especially to those we know and love. Sometimes it becomes difficult to tell our own. But this is what we are here to do. If we are Christians, we are so happy to know Jesus that we have to tell everybody about him. The parable spoke to believers in Jesus' time. It speaks today. As always, the question is, which soil, which hearts do we ourselves have? And we're just going to have a wee pause now, a wee time for reflection. We're just going to hear a short piece of music. Thank you very much.